Ronnie Screwvala's UpGrad closes internal funding round. Skyroot Aerospace's rocket-sized ambitions. WazirX's next move, crypto futures. Zoho invests in ONDC.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with the edtech space, where Ronnie Screwvala is writing another big check into UpGrad as the company prepares for its next phase of expansion. UpGrad has closed a 360 crore rupee internal funding round, with founder Ronnie Screwvala contributing around 300 crores himself. Existing investors, including Temasek, IFC, and 361, also participated in the round. The funding comes at a time when the broader edtech sector seems cautious on fundraising, but established players are still managing to attract support from existing investors. A large part of the conversation around UpGrad right now is also tied to its proposed acquisition of Unacademy. Now remember, Money Control had first reported on the talks way back in November, and UpGrad has now filed its application with the Competition Commission of India. If the deal goes through, it could strengthen UpGrad's presence across exam preparation categories like UPSC, JEE, NEET, and GATE. Sources also told us that UpGrad could receive nearly 900 crore rupees in cash once the Unacademy deal closes, potentially taking its total capital pool to around 1,260 crore rupees. The company is now planning to invest more aggressively into AI-led learning tools, study abroad services, enterprise skilling, and workforce mobility as the business gradually expands beyond traditional online education. Moving from classrooms to space now, where Hyderabad-based Skyroot Aerospace is preparing for another major milestone. The startup is aiming to become the first Indian private company to launch a rocket into low Earth orbit. Its launch vehicle Vikram 1 is currently at ISRO's Sriharikota facility and is undergoing integration operations, co-founder and CEO Pawan Kumar Chandana told us in an interview. The 23-meter rocket is designed for small satellite missions and includes a liquid fuel module capable of placing satellites into precise orbits. Interestingly, Chandana described the rocket as being more like a cab or an Uber to go to space, highlighting the company's focus on commercial satellite launches. While the upcoming launch is expected to validate the technology, the rocket will also carry customer payloads. Skyroot plans to conduct two or three more launches after this to further validate the platform. The company says much of the demand is expected to come from overseas markets, including the US, Europe, and Southeast Asia, where launch availability remains limited. Just last week, Skyroot raised $60 million in a fresh funding round, becoming India's first space tech unicorn. Moving on to crypto, where WazirX is trying to stage a comeback nearly 7 months after restarting operations following the $230 million hack that hit the platform last year. The exchange has now rolled out crypto futures trading with 36 tokens and leverage of up to 10x as it looks to attract new users and revive trading activity. WazirX is also trying to compete aggressively on pricing. It's offering a 0.02% maker fee and a 0.04% taker fee while allowing users to trade directly in rupees instead of first converting funds into USDT. The company expects futures trading to eventually contribute nearly 50% of its revenues. The shift also reflects a larger trend playing out in India's crypto market. Due to high virtual digital asset taxes and the 1% TDS on crypto transactions, many active traders are increasingly moving towards future products instead of spot trading. According to WazirX's estimates, India's daily crypto futures volumes currently stand at around $3 to $4 billion, with monthly volumes touching nearly $80 to $100 billion. What's striking is the gap between futures and spot activity. Futures volumes in India are now estimated to be 50 to 80 times larger than spot trading volumes, far above the global average of 5 to 10 times. WazirX is still rebuilding after the hack. Founder Nishil Shetty told us that the platform's market share before the incident was around 50 to 60%, but that has now fallen to roughly 5 to 10%. Daily trading volumes on the exchange currently stand at around $500,000 to $1 million compared to India's overall crypto trading activity of roughly $10 million a day. And finally, Zoho Corporation has invested 70 crore rupees into the Open Network for Digital Commerce, or ONDC, as the government-backed network looks to expand adoption among small businesses and kirana stores. Zoho said the investment is aimed at supporting sovereign technology development in India and making digital commerce infrastructure more accessible for MSMEs. The company's software tools, including Zoho Books, Zoho Inventory, and Zoho Commerce, are already integrated with the ONDC network to help merchants digitize operations. The investment comes at an important time for ONDC. Retail order volumes on the network have slowed in recent months after incentives offered to sellers and logistic partners were gradually reduced. Industry executives say the next phase for ONDC will depend less on subsidies and more on whether the network can build sustainable demand and merchant retention at scale. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode of Tech 3 for Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.